Jesus did not only suffer starting with Pontius Pilate. Jesus suffered much longer than that. He knows how the Ten Commandment world is supposed to work. Like, he knows what ice cream should really taste like, right? He knows what contentment should really feel like. And his entire life, he lives with an understanding of what it should be, and is never like that. We can't wrap our heads around this. We can't actually get in that psychology or that emotion, but we can recognize that it was part of his active work to save us, that he walked that road. He stood in these shoes. He grew up with punk kids that called him names. He grew up with warts and blisters or zits or bad greasy hair. I don't know what it was. All of that stuff that isn't what it should be. It's all kind of nasty. And that's not even including then, you know, the suffering that comes from real human sin. He's suffering. He's suffering in his identity for us, not because of his fault. He's got no sin. But everywhere he goes, he is bearing the thorns of our age. One of my favorite Christmas hymns, verse 3 of Joy to the World. No more let sin or sorrow reign, nor thorns infest the ground. The thorniness of this world is something that we take for granted, but it isn't supposed to be here. Those thorns and thistles came in Genesis 3 with the fall. The reason Jesus is crowned with thorns is because he's crowned with our fall. He suffered, right? From his first breath to his last breath. That active, willing doing Jesus did constantly until he dies. That's the gospel.